And let's go from that report on remaking the healthcare industry to a report on healthy food. It is just about time to cut some of those tomatoes that still hang heavy on the vine in Alabama, where we head for this week's Farmers Market series. Melanie Peoples makes a visit to what she calls the sweetest vegetable stand she has ever known.
You take Highway 75 north out of Birmingham, past the strip malls and the suburbs, till the road winds through the rolling foothills of the Appalachians before finally spilling out into Pinson Valley. Keep going till there's just a sprinkling of houses. If it were any other time of year, you wouldn't even see it. You'd speed right past. But slow your car down and look closely, because only in the summer, and therefore not unlike Brigadoon, there's magic on Herbert and Patsy Spitzer's front lawn.
Let me just put that right there. Whew, Mr. Spitzer and I have a time getting all this together.
Patsy is 77, Herbert 82, so loading the baskets of fruits and vegetables from the front porch to the little card table out front each morning takes some work.
Those apples are heavy.
Heavy?
Yeah.
It's pretty heavy. Those make the best apple pies you've ever seen.
But it's not the apples or the okra that bring me here. It's the tomatoes, the vine-ripened tomatoes grown in the garden right behind their house. They aren't commercial farmers. This is their personal garden. But their bounty is my blessing.
We get too many, we just hate for them to ruin, so we put them out and share them. And people learn that we have them, they'll pull in and say, got any tomatoes?
See, a vine-ripened tomato is nothing like one bought at the store. A tomato shouldn't be pink. It should be red, deep red, blood red on the inside. And unless you grow them yourself, they're hard to find. But what makes the Spitzer's tomatoes sweeter is you buy them on the honor system. There's just a table and a sign that says, put your money in the pickle jar. And you know what? People do.
We don't even pay any attention.
Maybe once or twice a year somebody will steal something.
Well, they hope they don't get the whole jar. Do you?
No, they don't take it. They just don't pay for what they get.
They just empty the basket and never put any money in it. And that's okay. Yeah, when we come out in the back, we don't have them. We say, well, they must have been hungry or they were just didn't have any money, and that's okay.
A lot of first-time customers can't believe it. They'll walk their money up to the front door and ring the bell saying, are you sure you want me to leave this money out here? The Spitzers just chuckle, their faith in their fellow man. And amidst this optimism, I've wondered more than once if it's truly the tomatoes I come to buy, or maybe just a little bit more. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples.